My name is Gopal and currently I live in Germany and I work as a spiritual healer and trauma therapist. And today I would like to introduce my work to a larger group of people and to make it international, because the reason is very simple. I don't want to be dependent on a specific country, and I would like to work from all over the world, from every place. So I would like to offer my work to everybody who speaks English or German, and yeah, this can be done via Skype or without any technology, with spiritual healing. So if you look at your life, you have a physical body on this planet somewhere, in some country, maybe Russia, maybe Asia, Europe, America, wherever you are. And the suffering that is in your life, you have in common with everybody, because the root cause of it is always the same for all of us. So you may be suffering from some symptoms, from some circumstances, but all this stuff, if you start looking at it, is far away from your core, from the core structure which actually create all this stuff on the outside. So it doesn't matter if what it is, if it is loneliness or a physical illness or loss of somebody or difficult circumstances or depression or fear, whatever it is, these aspects are not the point. They are only the result of something which is far deeper inside of us. And I've done a lot of research during the last decades, and what I see within myself and with the work with my clients, if we go to the center, there's always the same situation: a loss of connection, a loss of bonding and attachment, and this creates the whole trouble. So my offer is to look at that, for example via Skype, and this is my invitation that we together walk or go from the periphery in a safe and slow manner, deeper and deeper inside into this moment, and to really examine what is happening between us. If we meet with a relaxed body, if you meet another person in full relaxation and you connect to another human being in full physical relaxation, what is going to happen then? And this sounds very simple and easy, but for most of us it is a long way. And I offer this space here for you, if you want, to meet me. And this will cause a transformation, not only within you, it will also transform me. I'm also transformed. So two egos dissolve if we meet together. And as soon as you are able to establish real, true, honest, open connections to other beings, then the core suffering is over. Then the symptoms are not so important anymore. Because then you get lots of energy from inside. This is how you can receive and give more love in your life. In the end, it is an exchange of energy, of love, and this lifts us up. Then we feel good. If we are disconnected, we suffer. And it looks like as we suffer from outside circumstances, but in deep inside, the problem is always to be not connected. And this is my invitation to learn this in a very secure way and safe way and slow, so that everything is under your control. So my experience is that this is absolutely possible via Skype. Via Skype, I do this in Germany already. It is successful, it works, the transformation happens, and it may be even easier to do that via Skype, because there's distance. If someone comes to me and meets me physically in a room, then it is very close, and so this is also can be more challenging than to do that via internet. What you must know is that I don't have any formal qualifications, so I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychotherapist, I have nothing like that, no degrees. This is important. But I have been trained in certain methods, like TRE, for example, tension and trauma releasing exercises, and energetic breathing, and Tibetan pulsing, and some more. Energy work and so on. So my work is basically a merger of trauma work and spirituality. I'm rooted in both directions. Because what I see is that many people are in trouble because these areas are mixed up. They may have spiritual experiences and at the same time attachment trauma, and so it is often not clear where to go and how to dissolve the suffering and the problems. So at this point I can give you some orientation, and I see the human being as it's like several layers, and we cannot ignore one of them. So from my point of view, spirituality and trauma healing must come together. We are not just physical and we are not just an energetic being, it is both, and we have to look at it from all sides. So what I'm doing is let's say it is based on somatic awareness, bonding theory, working with inner images, and with spiritual energy. And all this is embedded in transferring the information you need. Because at the beginning, it is absolutely important that you receive the correct information that directly addresses the core problem. And this includes, for example, the knowledge how the nervous system works, the autonomous nervous system, the brain. You have to know that, because otherwise you don't understand what's going on with you, how the body reacts, how it influences the psyche, and even the energy stuff on top of that. So you need knowledge about that. And then, of course, the experience, how it is to learn again to be with other humans in a relaxed way and exchanging the energy. And if these new patterns come into your system, then you feel connected to the whole universe. And you can establish that everywhere where you are. Then your system is open and it is not closed anymore by traumatic experiences. So this is my offer, and yeah, the question is why you should do that. I mean, you watch this video, so I think you may have some questions or issues. And the invitation is not only to listen to these words mentally, but also to feel that what I'm talking about. How does it feel for you when you listen to these words? Does this hit something? If I say that what you are looking for is to be connected with other people. And I mean really connected, not superficially or at the surface. Really connected with your whole physical being. In the end, it is really these polarities. Either there is fear or there is love. In the end, this is all. But to really establish this in the nervous system, to really feel safe again, in connection and not in isolation, this is the whole path.